Can I just please say something? There is an old guitar in my office. Somebody came to me for the gift and my son said, okay, I will learn how to play guitar. And I just couldn't get it right. So I put it in a corner and it was just gathering dust and then chased and walked in the woods. And he started to play the guitar, and that is why I say we make things alive. And then he started to teach others. And then soon others can say, can we play with you? And the next moment there was a band outside. And he still Jolyn was part of the P word that I didn't even know she could sing. You must remember also, we don't have a drama theater program at UWC. So it was also, and she started to sing him. Of course, I've also always found a woman playing guitar or saxophone. Shirley, you told us you celebrate life, and I just dump it in the office, and the next moment, the bird was playing the djembe. So, yeah, so thank you, beautiful people. And we want you to turn to each other, and let's talk about sex.
Part of the discussion, but I heard the discussion and this young man was on his way to go and catch his wig, and his friends told him, okay, you need to make quick, you know, because we're waiting on transport, etc. He made this comment, yes, of course, because boys are faster, you know. So I'm like, can we ever get to that point of, you know, actually ungendering, if that's even a term, but ungendering ourselves is possible.
Good question.
Judith Butler said to unagender. Firstly, to answer, it's not easy to agenda because of social construction and our cultures and where we come from, especially with the African culture. But with our discussion here, we were talking about sex. The question we had is, why is it easy for a guy to sleep with more than five women and he doesn't get charged? But when the girl does the same thing, she's called names. So like Coco, a bitch, or a slut, or whatever, you're pussy. So that was the question. Yeah. And another thing we came across is for university students to actually judge your sexuality. It's like when a person studies, they know better. Like we've got homosexuals, heterosexual, etc. But an outside person, is it accepted for them to judge other than a person who already stands in a woman's center? Those are the questions we had.
The politics of education and who knows what. Yeah. Whose knowledge is considered.
Shade of eye.
Good evening. Congratulations for being here and the opportunity to be here. And celebrity tonight.
Liberty.
I just have two questions, and this has been a question that I've posed to two persons already, and never seem to have gotten an answer for it, so hopefully you can enlighten us tonight as well. It's regarding gender and gender identity. Firstly, is gender identity subsumed under the concept of gender, or is gender identity a distinctly different term to gender itself? Then, feminism versus transgenderism. I've done some reading and come across the fact that transgenderism is actually an indirect consequence of feminism via queer theory. And so my question is, the way in which the feminist group is structuring themselves, the feminist community is structuring itself, is there any place for transgender persons within that group? And I'm looking towards posts of transsexuals. If you're post op transsexual, you would be deemed a female by law. And also, if you're pre op transsexual, then if you have changed your ID document at home affairs, you would be deemed a female by law. So, how does feminism accommodate the transgender community in terms of making things within the feminist community accessible? And just another home for transgender persons in general.
Firstly, I'd like to say about the whole gender issue, what I think is that you are what you feel. Mm-hmm. Whatever everyone else says, it doesn't matter. What you feel is what you are. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I'd like to ask, is sex really that necessary? I'm not sexually attracted to anyone, but I'm emotionally attracted to someone. I just don't see it vital, and for some reason, it's such a big deal. And I feel like I'm in this world where no one exists, and it's like, where have I been all these years?
It is different.
So I think those are excellent. It's great that you've come up with questions and then scenarios and stories. I mean, I like that thing of emotional what?
Even existing pockets of emotion.
Emotions. I thought that was something that resonated, and the question of can we be ungendered? Is there space that's not gendered? Or feelings that are not gendered, or situations that are not gendered? And this thing of Africanness came up a lot from there. So I was thinking that we're not going to, you know, we're all going to answer these questions together and look at and have another round of a conversation with each other, as we did earlier, and build on some of the issues that are coming. I know there's more, because we only got about five, right? What do you think, Mary?
Because I don't think we have
no
any answers.
We don't have any answers.
Many of
spiritual and not this sexually unnecessary, you know, they think, you know, the teenage pregnancies, people are making such a big issue of it. It's actually, when you come to our education, it's just extending your dependency years and making you longer a child or a young adult. Maybe your grandmother had 6 children by the time she was 18 years old and married and things like that. So it is also with where we are in our society at this very moment. Those kinds of things. So I also hear the kind of name calling and the kind of violence that we're dealing with in this country. And then making these six, the physical sexuality, what you have, like you say, the P word now. You know, is it because you have a puss that you are female? That you are actually...
Where does one's gender its nature?
Or whatever the case may be. So those kinds of way does transgenderism, because gender is a social construct.
Yes.
And I think the more and more, I mean, for instance, if we look at feminism, it was women's issue. Then it became gender issues.
Yeah.
And then it became, and then right at the beginning, we were wanting to have our rights as women, and then as sexual, other sexual beings, and genders, etc. So it's a long history, and I think the more and more we advance, the more and more things will come out. We're going to have post-ops, pre-ops, what are we doing, what university is going to do with it, we have different toilets, classrooms, residences, etc. But because I think as human beings, we move much more faster than what the official university policies and procedures, etc. And then a lot of non-transformity is actually taking place in our universities because the people who are making the decisions have not changed their, you know, they say this is how it works. I mean, the most gay affair that you will ever see in our campus is not gay love. It is next week at the graduation. Just go stand outside, take a picture, and you see all these professors with these funny hats and colorful dresses, etc. So, you know, we're talking about going beyond the dress code. I mean, if we talk about Africanism, if I feel the beautiful African men with these clothes that they wear, etc. They don't go in jeans and shorts, etc. So it's also a fusion of a lot of things. Now we now still think, you know, this is what Africa is, this is what... I think feminism in itself has exploded in so many ways.
Yes.
And then we are changing a lot of things with that too.
What we talk about, what actually caught my attention, you know, we talk about was how we, you know, unconsciously just decide, oh yeah, this is what I am, this is, I'm a girl, I'm a boy, you know. And because, you know, the pink, the blue for the guy, the pink for the girl, and that's what caught my attention, and that's why I actually don't like being called a girl. Because when you, a woman, for me, thank you, because when you're a girl, you are regarded as somebody that cannot protect themselves, they cannot do anything for themselves, and this is the thing, they just cannot do anything, basically, because from a young age, your parents will tell you, you'll always be my little girl. Oh, no matter where you live, you're going to love me. Oh, I can't do stuff. And then when you're regarded as a woman, it's this real strong person, and that's what I am. I'm not a little girl. I think I'm a woman. And I am.
But I think that's interesting because sometimes we will grasp certain interpretations of gendered identities. And I know there was a question, what's the difference between gender and gender identity? I think identity is linked to human being, body, person, right? And then anything can be gendered. A space can be gendered, right? So if you think of feminists who are in human geography,
studying human geography, they talk about gendered spaces. That's fine. I was like, what? What do you mean? You know, spaces. So it's interesting how sometimes we grab onto certain gendered meanings because they are powerful. And then sometimes we make the choice to actually say, that is not a gendered meaning for me in this moment on this issue. And so it's possible to ungender because there's lots that we talk about that we would not grab onto a gendered meaning to explain it. But because we're all in this room, we know very well that gendered meanings are actually some of the most pervasively ignored meanings, isn't it? In terms of the formal spaces that we know everyone in the streets. Well, master, boss. I mean, what is that about? Mm. It's about a sexual part that has a heavy gendered meaning of some serious forms of some kind of pain. And yet pleasure. But we don't know. So it's interesting how we grab meanings when powerful, and then sometimes we want to say not me, you.
In the discussion that we last week, when is it okay to talk to your partner about sex? Because she finds it sometimes that it's impossible for her to speak about it, even at this age that she feels that she's mature as a woman. And it also made me wonder, we talk about sex, having sex, but we never talk about the stuff that we usually have sex with. You know,
that
we don't
used
talk,
to have sex with.
Yeah, we don't talk about our vaginas. Or whatever you used to have sex with.
Yeah.
how we live in a society that shames women for, you know, embracing their sexuality.
Yeah.
Like, it's taboo for women to masturbate. It's taboo for couples to play to one another in however way they can. It's always the whole, you know, usual thing, you know, a man puts his in a, you know, that type of thing. It's a social issue. But, why aren't the details, you know, that should be spoken about, not spoken about, you know, in terms of sex, in terms of why, you know, women aren't allowed to, or not allowed, but why women...
We're not affirmed for talking about our pleasure. So we do it, but it's not, we're not affirmed for saying, hey, you know, do this for me or have, I have great sex. So we're not affirmed. So I think sometimes when we use the, it's like, the public spoken is that we're not allowed, but the doing is that it's done. And then how it is we affirmed and we speak to that. And then when you were speaking, a whole lot of hands went up.
Yeah.
So I'm passing on to Mary.
No, I just wanted to say, it seems to me that the conversation is also really much being towards heterosexual.
Yes.
Right, it's about the woman pleasuring. I mean, can a man pleasure, a man can a woman pleasure, a woman can... We have a threesome. Okay, fine. But because it is, I think sex and sexuality is much wider. And I think there's the first scene in the reclaiming the P word is about pleasuring the self. It's about masturbation. It's about using other things than just penises. It's about using your fingers, your hands. It's about licking and touching and... So come and see it again. See it. It's a where are we starting at the school?
The ones who haven't spoken. The ones who haven't spoken.
You
haven't spoken. She hasn't
you
spoken.
And her and Jerome and her and
her. Can I just say 2 points on your points? I think essentially it's because in the type of society we live in, women are. The idea of a woman's vagina is to be entered, to be walked, to bear children, and live for the enjoyment. So I think it's up to the woman, and in our conversation we spoke about how come for a lot of people, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, how come it's very easy for people to have sex but never to talk about it? If you're comfortable with doing the deed, you should be comfortable with talking about it. So what is it in our society that, as a female, you can say to your partner, listen, this is me, and I want to enjoy it as much as you do. So I think it's about having the forum, and it's about, because I think it has to do with women as well. You don't want to express it, because what will my partner think? But I mean, essentially, it's about the enjoyment of both parties, because one party can't be enjoying it, and the other party's just like you said, busting a nut, and you're like, okay, let's move on. So essentially, whether it's with a woman, or a man and a woman, there has to be that type of forum where both of you enjoy it, and both of you are comfortable to speak about it.
I have sort of a problem or a fear that in this process of ungendering things and so forth, I fear that I will lose myself within it. Because within my culture, I'm right, but there's no definition of feminism. And I cannot express myself as a Zulu woman when I try to say that I'm a feminist, because my culture doesn't have a definition of what is feminism. But I still want to be, as a feminist, I still want to be that cultural woman. I still want to be Zulu, but there's that Western ideology of a feminist. Then it becomes a problem, and then I have an identity crisis at this age. I don't know who I am and how to express myself, because I don't want to lose myself in the midst of trying to be a feminist or growing up to protect women and their rights. So how do we then, as women or as feminists or as people, believers of as activists, how do we then go back to our different cultures and install the ideology of feminism without losing our cultures?
In our group, I asked the question that was, which I always ask to my sort of enlightened, educated friends, I asked female friends, I asked, would you wear a suit to your wedding? And most of the time, you go, what, I'm sure it is. I think, but aren't you an liberated, enlightened, educated female? I'm not saying that you should wear a dress, but why isn't the option open to you? And then it also reminded me of an article which I wrote myself a few last year, in which I was reviewing a book, and then there was a section in the book in which a nurse puts the baby in the woman's stomach when the doctor leaves the room. A strong, powerful woman does this before when the man leaves, in case she shows how powerful she is. So I don't know why we, and us sort of converted to be a, why we still feel the need to do that sometimes. I feel that some of us here who should know better still do that sometimes. I feel in our, like in the small things. Yeah.
Okay, I just feel that I don't like the word gender because I feel that it limits me. Because once I think myself a woman, then I'm weak. I don't even love basketball. So I don't want to be seen as a female. Oh, but I want to be seen as too much by name. Mm-hmm. So that I don't have to limit myself. And also I think with the whole gender thing, then men can't have emotion. Men can't cry. Why do we have that kind of thing? Why can't we just be humans, you know? So we don't have to worry about crossing the border.
I just feel that it's gender, so you don't have to listen to us. I remember you said it, they were talking about female masturbation. There was a song a few years back called The Touch of My Hand, and what this woman wrote about was discovering her own body, pleasuring herself and becoming a woman, and you know, learning the ins and outs of what she likes. And that song got banned in a few countries, and then at the same time there were like songs that like rappers would sing about you know, like just being really derogatory towards women, and that's enough. But her singing about masturbation, that gets banned. So I was just like saying that's another like thing that shows how society doesn't accept that as you know part of life.
Usually what we do when we have discussions like this, we have it in our room with our closest friends. Mm-hmm. And here we are basically strangers, except like, you know, you came here with your friend or whatever, but basically all of us, we don't know one another. And when it comes to identity and crisis and that, and how do you own that, I think one day when we have children, or if we do, it starts with your daughter. You know what I mean? When you're struggling now with that, you can advise her and things to do differently. And empower her in that sense, because he says we're still striving with empowerment, you know? So that's what I would say. And also when it comes to sex, we're talking about top, bottom. I would say I'm first, because I take control and I want to take control. Don't limit me. So it's all about ownership. Yeah. And this year, I'm claiming this year for myself. Yeah. Okay.
Comments and then we wrap. Oh my goodness.
I was raised as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, so I was so conformed in trying to behave like a, not like, but behave as a woman and do stuff like a woman. But through the years, I've been through self-discovery, and I discovered that I'm a human first. Before I'm a female, before I'm anything, before I'm a witness, before I'm a UWC student, I'm a human first. So I need to understand that human, this human's needs, what this human wants, and what this human likes. But I'm still in that discovery journey. So if we, as human beings, can actually get that first, that you are human, besides what you are blessed with in terms of vagina or penis, but understand that you are human and then try to understand that person, and then I think the rest will fall into place.
I have a question. I come across this question almost every day of my life. Hence that I'm a probably lesbian.
Yes.
And what's happening, like, every time I meet a guy, one question they'll ask me,
how do you have sex with your woman? Yes. Like, that question actually irritates me right now. No, it feels like it's actually intimidating, as in, how does a woman have sex with another woman where they don't have a penis? As if a penis have this power as to a woman. So when it comes to masturbation, if a woman can actually give pleasure to herself, how much for another woman to another woman?
Trying to bring about women who disrespect culture, but we want to bring women who respect culture but are not restricted by culture. Mm. You know, we are building about women of choice, women of definition, women who can define what it means to be women for them. Mm. Like what Glenton said about transgender women,
liberty.
Liberty said about transgender women and trans, you know what I mean? What we are, like, as I believe us, what we hear as gender studies students. To ungender things, you know, it's going to take a long while, but that's what we are studying. We're getting the knowledge, you know what I mean? There's a verse in the Bible that says, my people are perishing because of little knowledge, you know what I mean? And that's what we are getting that knowledge, to pass it around, you know what I mean? Like, we are, like what I said about women of definition, women of choice that we're building, we are about building women of character, women who are not restricted by their genitals. If you feel like a woman, where you can define what it means to be a woman as yourself, as a feminist, you know what I mean? Mm. That's what we are here for, you know? Mm. We're not here to build women who are disrespectful, rebellious, but women who can define themselves. We're trying to bring about the corrections of the past, of what it means to be women. Women have been viewed as people who are subordinates, people who are low, people with little strength, who need to be taken care of, you know what I mean? If you break women down, it's woman, womb, men. A man with a womb. That's the only difference. Just a man with a womb. You know what I mean? But who said women are not equal in strength? Who said women couldn't do it? Somebody decided all of a sudden women couldn't do it. They needed a man to do it. And that's what we as feminists are fighting for. To say a woman is a definition of her own. Building up a woman of choice. I believe that.
Okay, next to you, and then Liberty, and we'll say another hand.
I just had a very general question towards like ungendering, and I guess my question was, is that the ideal that we're trying to strive for? Are we striving for a place that's going to be ungendered, or is that really going to attack the power structures that are there, the hierarchy that's been formed, or is it more about embracing what it means for each person to be whatever that is, and does it fit under the construct of gender, or is that something you guys have to completely demolish? And I don't really know, I'm just wondering if that's the ideal. Like, is the ideal to ungender, or is there something else?
Liberty?
Yeah.
Mine is just with regards to ungendering as well, and the concepts we use in the sense that we speak about the LGBT, which is like lesbian and gay people, and all. And there's a lot of other groups within that group, in the back, sexual, transgender, intersex, asexual, and queer questioning at the end. So we are limiting ourselves when we speak about these things in the concepts that we use. That's the first thing that I want to say. And then with regards to the LGBTI community wanting to emulate the heteronormative society in the sense that it's about the top and the bottom in a lesbian relationship or in a gay relationship. And then also with regards to transgenderism, why is it for transsexuals that you must go through gender reassignment surgery post-op to get the vagina, to get the breast in terms of them being deemed a female? Can it be possible for somebody to be deemed a female with a penis? Just a question.
Judith Buckley is coming up a lot. Come, you go and read Judith Buckley. So this is a very last comment that you have to I noticed that everyone is all about physical side of sex, like pleasuring yourself, finding pleasure in physically touching yourself. But then there's actually emotion behind it. Why is why is no one looking at it, looking at the emotion behind it? Because behind every physical gesture or action, there's emotion behind it. Why is it that so many people are focusing on the physical side, yet not looking at the emotional side?
Well, I think that is exactly what the word feminism is actually saying. Think about the experiences, about the emotions, about the feelings, about whatever. I think tonight is even too short to discuss. And I think we have, as part of the celebrations, we have four seminars, seminars, such an academic, informal discussions, conversations, dialogues, dialectics, whatever we want. And the next one is taking place at the Human Sciences Research Council in May. And then we have at the District 6 Museum in August, where we will continue having what we call the difficult conversations, because this is the first of the difficult conversations. So those people who have been quiet tonight, they will go home and say, I should have said that. Right? Why didn't I answer? Like I said, we do not have answers, but we start the conversation. We post your comments or everything on our Facebooks. We have a Facebook for Loud It Now. We have a Facebook for Gender Equity in it. The AGI surely has a Facebook. So yeah, come and talk, start talking with each other. And so let us break this and tweet. Yeah. So let me stop being in our little silos and say, those people are the Cape Flats and the shadow of the mountain. Right? So as young people, I think it is, I give you the challenge to actually claim the spaces. Claim Cape Town, claim the Rim, claim UCT, claim UWC, claim Table Mountain. Let's go sit on the Rose Memorial on the back of the walls or whatever. And say this is our internet. So thank you for coming and celebrating us. Mbali will play us out. And see you at our next difficult conversation. Bye.